Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Matthew chapter 25 in verse 14. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven, it's like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own, dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also had received 2 talents, came and said, 'Lord, you've delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter in to the joy of your Lord.'" Somebody say, God's got a joyful life for me. Now, I always looked at this as, you know, if we're faithful down here on earth with what God's given us to do, then when we get to heaven, he's got a lot more for us to do. How many people primarily look at it that way? Yeah. That word few, a few things, actually can translate in the Greek little or small. You've been faithful with some little things. You've been faithful in some small things, little, small. And then he says, enter into the joy of the Lord. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. That many things can translate in the Greek much, much, or large. So he says, you've been faithful with little things. I'm going to make you a ruler over large things, big things. How many want to do some big things in life? How many believe God's got some big plans for you? Big things. God's got big things. He's a big God. He's got big plans for all of us. God's got big, enormous, huge, gigantic, great, wonderful plans for you and I. Not just in the life to come, but in the here and now. Right now. In this life. Big things. Do you believe that? We got to dream big. We got to open our hearts wide to receive God's big vision that he has for our life. We're not to just live by as mere humans anymore. We're superhuman. We're supernatural. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If the greater one is in you, then great things should be coming forth from you. Right? It shouldn't be the greater one is in us, but just little things are happening in our life. Big things are happening in other people's lives, but not in our life. No, he said greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So greater things should be happening in your life than what's happening out there in those in the world. See, we got to get a hold of this revelation. God is big. God is great. He is in us, and he has created us for great things, not just when we get to heaven, but here in this life now. But here he says, you are faithful with the little things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over big things. We don't have to just put this all off into the future, the big things. We don't have to just think, well, if we're faithful in this life, God's got big things for us in the life to come. No, if we're faithful in this life, God's got big things for us to reap in this life, in the here and now. And so how are we going to accomplish these big, enormous, great things that God has for us? Well, of course, we're going to do it by the Spirit of God. But specifically, it's by being faithful with the little things. In other words, it's in attending to those little things in life that many times don't seem very important. They don't seem like such a big deal. But it's in being faithful with the little things, the seemingly not so important things, that we actually end up being rulers over big things, over many things, over great things. That's how we get there. This is a principle that you and I are to live by. It's a spiritual law. A lot of times people get overwhelmed. They look for the big things that God's got for them, and then they get overwhelmed by it. And they go, it's just too big. It's just too great. And I'm just so small, and I'm just so petty, and there's really not so much, you know, to my life. And I really can't do very much, and I really don't know very much, you know. And so they talk themselves out of the big things that God has for them that he wants to accomplish, but it's by doing the little things. Doing the little things faithfully, consistently, that we end up in the place where suddenly we're accomplishing great things. Great things are happening. He wants you to be a ruler. He wants to set you over. That word ruler means to be set over. Or bring you to. He wants to bring you to great things. But how do you get to those great things? It's by taking little steps. It's being faithful in the little steps. How many people know if I wanted to walk across this platform, what do I have to do? Man, I want to get in that chair over there. Oh, I could never get from here to that chair. There's just no way that I can jump into that chair from here. How many people would agree? I just could not jump from here into that chair. So I just can't do it. I can't do it. God, you have to do it. God, you have to make it happen. I can't do it. And God says, I'm going to make it happen. Here, take my hand. And what? Take a step. Well, I'm one step closer. I'm one step closer to the chair. I could do that. Right? Now, see, if I just look here, oh, I got to get to the chair. And I'm thinking like I got to jump, like I got to just like be translated over there. You know, it can feel impossible and overwhelming. You just end up giving up. I'll just forget. Don't even look in that direction. And see, when we have that kind of mentality, then the pastor gets up and he says, God's got big things for you, great and awesome things. And we go, and we think, you know, in our hearts, we can never get there. But we can. And it's by not focusing on the great thing, the big thing, but focusing on this little step right here. And that little step right there. And then the next little step. And it's little steps that cause us to go where God needs us to go. Takes us to big places. Big things are accomplished by just taking little steps. Can you say amen? Say it. Say, big things are accomplished by taking little steps. Right. See, it's the little things in life, many times that we overlook, that are the key to the big things, to accomplishing big things, to accomplishing great things. So we need to dream big, but at the same time, think small. Think on the small things. Dream big, but think on the small things. Those small things that you think, I don't have time for you. I got big things to accomplish. You little people are in my way. I got big things to accomplish. When in reality, it's the little people and the little things that you're viewing as annoyances that are the very things that are going to make up the big thing that God has for you to accomplish. It's all these little things together that create the big things that God has for us to accomplish. That's why even over in Psalm 37, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I love that. The what? The monthly day timer. The monthly planner. The yearly planner. What are we doing this year? Well, this year we're going to go here, and we're going to go there, and we're going to make a profit. We're going to go to this city. We're going to sell this. We're going to make a profit. Does it sound familiar to you? It's over in the book of James. This year we're going to do this. This year we're going to do it. And God says, what is your life but a vapor? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And yet here you are boasting in your arrogance like you can plan out next year. See, God says your steps are ordered of him, which means God is focused on steps. Little steps. That's a big deal. That little step is a big deal. That's where God's got his focus. Where should yours be? It's on those little steps. You know, I noticed this with the president of the United States. He gets out of that big Air Force One airplane, and he's got this, you know, he's got this long stairway that he's got to walk down. And so he comes out, and he waves to everybody, right? And he does all that before he starts going down those stairs. And I could tell you that they probably told him, now, when you walk down those stairs, you look at the steps. Because I noticed that every time he looks, they look right, they look straight down like this. And, you know, normally a lot of people don't walk that way. A lot of people walk like this, you know, and they just kind of not paying attention, just kind of walk like that, right? Not really thinking about it. But I've noticed that they're so focused on each step. I thought, you know, that's probably something they're told to do. You know, you focus on each step because, you know what, the president won't be able to fulfill this great work he has to do if he falls down the stairs. If he misses one step, if he makes one more wrong step, we're going to have big problems. Isn't that right? So that one little step and the next little step is all a part of fulfilling the ultimate plan that God has for our life. It's those little steps. And we have to focus and realize that the little things in life are a big deal. They're a big deal because they're all a part of getting us to our ultimate destination. So that's how we get to the big things. And if we think like that, then we wouldn't be so overwhelmed. We wouldn't become so overwhelmed by the idea that God's got great things for us. We just look and say, well, just focus on the little things. And God will make great things come of it. But unfortunately, so many people, they're not faithful in the little things. They're not faithful in the little things. You know, what's one of the little things that so many Christians just can't seem to nail it, you know? Like, how about spending time in God's Word? Spending time in prayer and the Word every day. Consistently. See, when we're talking about faithfulness, we're talking about being constant. Being constant. That's what we're talking about, faithfulness. When somebody is faithful, it isn't because they just did something one time, right? They didn't just do something. You don't say, oh, they're faithful, they did that right. Well, people are faithful because they keep doing the right thing. They got a track record of doing the right thing, right? Constant. They're constant in doing the right thing. Constant, actually, when you look up the word faithful, means constant allegiance. Steady. Steady. Does not vary with circumstances. They don't change with circumstances. They're steady. They're steady. They're steady. God needs us to be faithful servants. Steady. Constant. Consistent. Servants. It's the inconsistency that causes people not to get to their destiny. Did you hear me? It's people's inconsistency that keeps them from fulfilling their destiny. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, then you have to be, you got to have consistency. Consistency with God. Consistency with the Word of God. How do we get there? How do we get the revelation? How do we get the understanding we need in life to be able to deal with the trials and tests of life and the overcomers in life and to keep ourselves in a good, positive frame of mind no matter what hell is trying to throw at us? What's going to cause us to be overcome the storms of life and not be overcome by fear and worry? Consistency in the Word of God, getting revelation from Him daily. He said, pray, Father, give us this day our daily bread. He wasn't just talking about dough. He wasn't just talking about some flour, some gluten-free thing. That's not what he was talking about. He's talking about daily bread, the Word of God, spiritual food. We need to feed every day. It's the inconsistency. How much have we missed? How much revelation have we missed out on? How much ignorance have we continued to walk in simply because we just didn't take a little time here and a little time there? Little time here, little time there, reap big results when we are faithful in God. Faithful to his purposes, what he's called us to. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. It says, whom will he teach knowledge? Who's God going to teach knowledge to? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breasts? Watch this. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Who's he gonna reveal knowledge to? I mean life-transforming truth. Who's he going to cause to have great faith in the earth? Who's God gonna show great and wonderful things to? Those that receive a little here and a little there. Just a little here and a little here. And next thing you know, man, you got this great wealth of wisdom and understanding to be able to draw from in life. You know, I don't have the knowledge of the Word like I do just because I'm a pastor. Actually, I'm a pastor because God found me faithful. He counted me worthy, putting me in the ministry. He found me faithful to his word. And when I first got saved, I knew I had to make a good decision because there were things pulling me all the time away from him. And I wanted to be with him. I wanted to spend time with the word. I was so excited about learning. And I realized I had to draw a line in the sand. I had to make some commitments. And so I made some commitments about every day spending time with him. Doesn't matter what goes on for the rest of my life, this is the least I will do. I will spend this amount of time with the Lord and no less. I can spend more, but I won't spend any less. And since then, God has actually added to that time. But it's a commitment. It was that commitment. And I think about, you know, the things that you go through in life, the trials and tests in life, but because I was committed to always coming back and spending that little time with him, spend a little time with him every day. Spend a little time with him every day. God was always able to refresh me, strengthen me, encourage me, and keep me from getting depressed, getting down, getting off track, backsliding, falling away, right? And you got Christians, they fall away, fall apart, they deal with depression, they deal with all these things, they're up and they're down, they're like a wave of the sea, the winds of life are knocking them all over the place. Why is it? Because they won't take time with the little thing. Just a little time every day with the Lord. Little time. And that's how he said he would teach us. Who's he going to teach knowledge to? How's he going to give it to us? A little here, a little there. A little here, a little there. I don't want to miss my little. Because if I miss my little, it's going to affect me a lot. A lot more than we realize. Missing those little times with him are affecting us a whole lot more than we realize. And so we want to get to the destination, fulfill the ultimate goal and call that God has for us. How's it going to happen? A little here, a little there, line upon line. Kind of sounds boring, doesn't it? You know, when you read it. Huh? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here, here little, there little. But it's in those little things that God's taken us somewhere. I said, it's those little things God has taken us somewhere. So we got to watch about being bothered. Bothered by the little things in life. A lot of times, people experience big trials in life. And they go through these terrible times of tribulation in their life, terrible trials. And many times, those big trials are the result of just little acts of disobedience. Just a little neglect here, a little neglect there. And what ends up happening? Next thing you know, we're in a big trial. We're in big trouble. But it was just a little disobedience here. It was just a little disobedience there. But we have to understand, life is like a seed. In fact, you all were a seed once. Right? Life is, we all came forth from a seed. And the seed grew, and then we have you. Right? And we think about all the food that we eat in life. It all came from a seed. And so you think about a farmer. He goes out there and he sows this little seed. It's a little seed. He puts the little seed in the ground, and he protects the little seed. He watches over the seed, and he waters the seed, and he guards the seed because he knows that seed is going to produce something. And maybe it's a bunch of orange trees that he wants to produce. But it all started out, you look at a very impressive orange grove. You look, you see these huge trees and all this fruit. Wow. Wow, you're impressed with the results of the seed. But someone had to be impressed with the seed in order for that orange grove to exist. Somebody was very serious about the seed. When you just drove by in your car and all you saw was a field of dirt, not knowing there was a bunch of seed under the ground. That field didn't mean anything to you. Didn't mean a thing to you, but to somebody it did. To that farmer, to that one that sowed those seeds in the ground, it was a big deal. This is how life is. Life is like a seed. Big things start out as not a very big deal in appearance, how it looks. But when you have the wisdom of God, when you have the eye of faith, you understand. When you understand how life works, how God works things, then you are impressed with the little things. You're excited about the little things, and you give attention to the little things. You take care of the little things, because it's in the little things that we're going to accomplish big things. Big things are going to get done. And big trials and tests are going to be avoided. We can avoid big problems if we just do little things. God won't give you any more than you can handle. Many times God ain't giving it. You're sowing it. People are sowing little seeds, saying the wrong things. Little acts here, little acts there. They don't think it's a big deal. We need to understand the little things in life are a big deal. And we got to be faithful with the little. Faithful with the little things. Be faithful with the little things. James chapter 1, verse 14. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, and it's acted upon, it gives birth to sin. And sin, like a seed, when it is full grown, brings forth sin. death. A lot of times people don't see it as a big deal. It's just a little thing. It's no big deal. God knows my heart. God knows my heart. What does it matter? I mean, you could say that if you have a bunch of seeds, you say, well, God knows my heart. And you're throwing tomato seeds on the ground, don't expect pumpkins to come up. But God knows I have pumpkins in my heart. Don't matter if you have pumpkins in your heart, honey, you're sowing tomatoes. You're not getting pumpkins, you're going to have tomatoes. Right? Can you imagine that farmers walk around and say, God knows my heart? He's a very religious farmer. And God knows his heart. So he's just grabbing any seed he can get his hands on, and he's just trusting God that he's going to have a particular crop. Because God knows his heart. It's not going to happen. I said, it's not going to happen. God expects us to sow the right thing. What you sow is what you're going to reap. That's what he said. So here, this little desire acted upon, and this is what a lot of people don't understand. It's acting upon those little temptations, those wrong desires that begin a process of defeat. It starts defeat working in your life. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, we come up against this huge trial of death. Death is staring us in the face. How did this happen? Meanwhile, it goes back to the little seeds we were sowing back here. Because notice what he says. He says, when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. So we got to watch what we let in our heart. We can't conceive things. We can't take into our heart wrong temptations, wrong desires. We got to reject them at the door. We can't just sit there and let it be taken in to our heart, be conceived in us. Because what's going to happen? If it's conceived in us, then we're going to act on it. We're going to act on it. We're going to end up producing it in our life. And when it grows up, it's going to give place to the devil to create problems in our life. So it's little things that either make us or break us. That's what makes us or breaks us in life. It's the little things. So that's exciting. That means we can handle it. It's not more than we can handle. It's little. It's a little thing. So we're going to make it big. Because we're going to be faithful in the little things. We're going to be faithful in the little things. Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. It says, they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. People blowing a lot of hot air, right? Full of a lot of hair, saying a lot of things, whatever. And next thing you know, you've got a whirlwind. You've got a funnel cloud that's developing over your house. Where's the funnel cloud coming from? You've been blowing hot air for the last year. And now you're going to reap a whirlwind. See, we got to watch. Watch what we're saying. James chapter 3. Let's go there. James, the third chapter. And in verse 5, he says, even so, the tongue is a little. We say little, little is a little thing, the tongue. The tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. Let me read this from the Living Bible. So also the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. What enormous damage, a little tongue could do enormous damage. A great forest can be set on fire by one tiny spark. And the tongue is a flame of fire. It is full of wickedness and poisons every part of the body. Think about that. Your tongue is either bringing health into your body or it's poisoning your body. And the tongue is set on fire by hell itself and can turn our whole lives into a blazing flame of destruction and disaster. Well, I don't want to experience, I don't want a life full of destruction and disaster. I don't want my life set on fire by hell. Oh, somebody ought to get excited around here. We're going to put the fires out. How can we do that? How can we do that? Well, first of all, there's a lot of fires that don't even have to get started. If we'll take the little spark serious. But people don't take little sparks serious. They don't take little things serious. And because they're careless in the little things, and they're careless with their words, and they say a lot of little things here and there, now, next thing you know, they got a great forest fire burning in their lives spiritually. Well, we understand this, and we just start taking our little tongue seriously. See, now you're a little tongue, but we're going to watch over you because you can cause big problems. And you can cause good things too, right? Just like it can cause damage and destruction, it can cause great blessings to come, right? What did he say, Psalm 107? Life and death is in the power of the little tiny tongue. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. So when you understand it, now we're watching what we say. We're not going to let things come out of our mouth that could cause us to reap a whirlwind, that can cause us trouble and destruction down the road. Really, we can look at our lives and say that we are today a product of what we have said in the past. How we have talked in the past is why we are where we are today. I want to be further on, don't you? I want to be in a better place this time, next week, next year. How are we going to get there?
I'm just believing God.
Good. Now do what God says. Be faithful in the little things. Take the little things in life serious. Do the little things right. Take the little things seriously and watch what God's able to do in our life. You say, well, I've missed it. I've missed it. Some of you are looking at me like that, so we better go that direction. I've missed it. I've sown the whirlwind. I've sown the wind. I'm reaping the whirlwind. I've sown it. Well, bless God. Thank God. You can rise up and do something about it too. Oh, it's too great. It's too big. Greater is he that's in you. You can reverse it. You can nullify it. You can turn it around. You can sow another whirlwind. You could sow a mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that'll blow the whirlwind of sin out of your way. Huh? Oh, I've created that one. Well, start creating another one. Start creating a Pentecostal wind. Right? Get a Pentecostal wind going. How do you do that? Shika la 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 basanda la la viki la la basata. Tongue talking. Right? Start speaking in the Spirit. Start speaking the Word of God. Start speaking the life of God. Let's get this thing turned around. And the greater one will wipe out all these other things that we have sown. We confess our sins. It is powerful. Because it brings forgiveness, it brings cleansing, and it brings healing and deliverance from every harvest of death that would have tried to have come because we didn't take the little things serious. But now we're taking them seriously. That's the big thing, is that we're taking the little things seriously. That's the big thing we got to get a hold of tonight. The big thing that we need to get a hold of tonight is to take serious the little things. Take serious the little things in life, and it'll change our destiny. A lot of times people want to leap. They want to leap into the next thing God has for me. God's got big things for me, and they want to just leap. And God says, yeah, clean the car, huh? God's got big things for me. Make your bed. I don't have time for that. I got things I got to do for God. Vacuum the house. Freshen up a little bit. Get your drawers organized.
I got big things to do for God.
That's how we get there. Because those things are affecting you. The one God wants to do big things through. And if you see yourself consistently as a mess, as a wreck, going somewhere to happen, because you live in the midst of a wreck, right? And you don't know how to move this to here and clear a path for yourself. I'm just saying. What do you really believe about yourself? What great things can God do through you? What great things can God do? When we get all lazy and we're overwhelmed by little things. We got to stop being overwhelmed by the little things and just do them. Just take care of the little things. And it's by just taking care of those little things. Taking care of those little things. It's changing you. It's affecting your own soul. It's building responsibility in you. And it's developing spiritual character and strength in you to accomplish more things and more things and more things. And no matter how many more things you're doing, you still got to be faithful in those little things, taking care of those little things that we don't have time for because we have such important things to do. But it's amazing when we take care of the little things, how it builds momentum. It builds momentum. The little things that we do builds momentum. It builds self-esteem. It builds confidence. Oh, I accomplished a task today. I fixed the bed. I did the laundry. I took out the trash. Whatever it is. I'm talking about little things. I'm telling you, our success is in the little things. Our success is in the little things. But the world is always going to, too busy. He's going to try to keep us moving, stepping over things every day to get big things done. And we never really get very far. Never really get very far. We definitely don't fulfill God's plan that way. And people want to fulfill God's plan. How are we going to do it? Be faithful in the little things. Be faithful in the little things. You know, coming to church tonight's a little thing. It's a little thing. Big consequences. Big results. What you're hearing tonight is huge. Huge. It could change your life. Are you hearing me? This can absolutely change your life. But some people are too busy with such big things that they couldn't sit to hear, take this little time in this little place to hear this little message. But let that little message was a seed that could affect their entire life in an enormous way. Because God uses those little things to transform us. To transform us. But see, we're running. We're so busy, and we're stepping over people, and we're too busy for God. We're too busy for His Word, too busy for His people, too busy for this, too busy for that, because we got so many important things to do. And we're not really going very far. Not really going far. But God wants us to be going far. I said He wants us to be going far. Far and fast. And how do we get there? By thinking far and fast? No, by thinking slow and small. We go far and fast by thinking slow and small. Slow down, take care of that small thing. I gotta move. Slow down, take care of the small thing. And by slowing down, taking care of the small things, God does amazing things, and things actually get sped up in our life. It's transforming. It's awesome. Praise God forever. I was thinking about erosion. In some places, you got these big boulders, you know, these big rocks along the beach. You know, they've been there for years and years and years and years. And over time, the water just constantly hitting up against them has just reduced their size, cut holes in them. I mean, you got big rocks that that there's holes in them. I mean, they're hollowed out. How are these huge rocks, I mean, hard boulders, hollowed out by water? Water washing up against it. Water washing up against it. Water washing up against it. But it's just that water just constantly, consistently, continuously washing up against the boulder, washing up against the boulder. And next thing you know, you come back and there's a cave. That's got a hole in it. How'd that happen? Who drilled that? Water. Water? Yeah, water. Just keeps eroding away at that rock. Think about that. Well, see, that's how it is in life, you know. We keep getting in the water of the Word, and it's washing the hardness out of us, man. Our lives may be as hard as a rock, and we're prideful, and we're arrogant, but that Word, just be consistent. And think about it. If just regular water can do that to a rock, what can the water of the Word, what can the supernatural water of the Word, which is God himself, what in the world, if that is daily washing up against your soul, what do you think that can do to you? Big things. But we just want to get the cave. Man, we got to get there fast. I mean, it's got to get a little more water. A little more water. A little more water. And next thing you know, we're there. And there's been many times I said, how in the world did I get here? I've looked at my life and thought, how in the world did I get here? I wasn't thinking about getting here. I wasn't thinking about getting to this place or getting to this situation or knowing these things. But how did that happen? A little here, a little there, consistently over time. And you look, go, how did we get here? How did this happen? And suddenly the problems that you had in the past, you don't have anymore. They're gone. It's like you're trying to figure out where it went. Because instead of trying to get rid of the big problem, you just were faithful in the little things. You did what you knew to do. You do what you know to do. Just do what you know to do. Stay with it. Just keep doing what you know to do. And all of a sudden, you see big changes taking place in your life. So in the same way, in the negative, you got the storms of life, and you might be as hard as a rock spiritually. I mean, strong as a rock spiritually, like the rock of Christ, you know, in you. But you start drifting away from him and just let the winds and the waves of life just keep pounding up against you, it'll just erode away your faith. Erode away your faith. We got to guard our faith. We got to protect it. Got to watch what we're listening to. We got to watch what we're watching. We got to watch who we're associating with, who we're rubbing shoulders with, who's rubbing up against us all the time. Because if we're rubbing up against the wrong influences, that will erode your faith. I said it'll erode your faith, especially if you're not putting back in you faith. You got to keep putting back in you the Word of faith. You got to keep putting back the life of God in you by fellowship and rubbing shoulders with him. And this is some things you got to cut off. The Bible talks about it over in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. We're going to do big things, folks. God's got big things for us. And you don't have to do anything big to accomplish big things. You just do the little things, and you accomplish big things. I'm reminded of the story of when Jesus looked at the multitudes, and he turned to his disciples about getting them food. In fact, let's go there. Over in John chapter 6. John the 6th chapter, verse 4. Happy ready to see a miracle. Yes. Happy want to see miracles happen in your life. Come on, miracles. Oh, big miracles. All right. John 6, verse 4. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Don't you love that? He's testing him. You think God tests us today? Oh yeah, he didn't test us with evil, but he'll test us with things like this. He asks the question, where should we buy bread that these people may eat? Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? He started out doing good. You know, he started, I believe, Phil, there, he was yielding to what the Spirit of God was doing. He was yielding to the Spirit of God, and then his head talked him out of it. He looked and said, 2 small fish, but what is that? He almost kind of embarrassed, you know. You can kind of see it. It's like, I can't believe I just said this. It's like, why would I even bring that up? There's this little kid over here. He's got some barley bread. He's got 2 small fish. Probably all the disciples will look at him like, what's your deal? And I say, but what's that among so many? But that's all Jesus needed, right? What is that among so many? Well, you know what happened. Jesus said, bring it to me. He blessed it, gave thanks, multiplied it, and fed thousands of people with it. Fed thousands of people with it. See, we got to watch about having that attitude where, well, what is that among so many? What do I have to offer? What can I do? I mean, with what God has for, what God wants to get done, what God wants to do, with everything that's going on in my life, how is this going to help? See, we don't want to belittle anything. You don't want to belittle the little things in life because you've got a big God who will take the little things and do big things with it. So he'll take our little whatever that we give. God will do miracles. God will transform lives because we gave a little attention to something, because we gave a little time to something, because we gave a little something to somebody. And God's able to take it and do big things. We just made a little comment. We just made a little statement. But God did big things with it. We just yielded ourselves to the little things. So many times, the big things, the miraculous things of God come to people that just yield to the little things and don't allow their heads to talk themselves out of it. So many times, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and different things, they just come with little thoughts. Little thoughts. A lot of times, God will want you to pray for people. He wants you to pray for somebody. And just a thought will come to your mind. It won't be this big trumpet blowing and a big vision and you see yourself praying for him. That could happen. That's not usually what happens. What usually happens is a thought comes. And a lot of people just cast it down as just, it's a little nothing. Just a thought. But it was a God thought. It was a God idea. And if we followed it and said, well, Lord, I just thank you for bringing them to my mind. So I'm going to pray for them right now. I just thank you for it. And next thing you know, God's doing something miraculous. God's doing something life-changing. God's rescuing somebody. God's pulling somebody out of a trial and a test that would try to take them out. But here you are yielding to that little prompting, that little thought, that little something, and God is rescuing lives. He said to Moses, you know, Moses said, Lord, I can't go to Egypt. I can't talk. I mean, I can't deliver your people, a whole nation of people. I can't do it. And the Lord said, what's that in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, throw it down. So he threw it down. And it turned into a serpent. And we know that God used that rod to do miracles, signs and wonders in Egypt, and to deliver the children of Israel out of Egyptian slavery. But what did God say to him? What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your house? That's what he said to a woman who had nothing. She had no money. The creditors were coming. They were going to take her child. She was a widow. And the prophet came and said, what do you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything but a little jar of oil. He said, good. That's all we need. What do you have? Go borrow some jars from your neighbors, not just a few. Get as many as you can. And she went out and she borrowed jars and she went into the house and closed the door behind her and started pouring the oil that she had into a jar, and it kept going. She grabbed another jar, and the oil kept flowing. The oil kept flowing. She filled all the jars with this expensive oil that then she was able to sell and pay off all her debt. What do you have in your house?
Just a little.
It's all God needs. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the little that God has given you? Be faithful in the little. Be faithful in that little job. Be faithful in whatever little things that you think are little in your life.
These children are driving me crazy. I got big things to do. And I got these little children.
And people know little children will not be little forever. They will grow up. And they will either be a great blessing or they will cause great problems. What you do now with little children is going to affect their future. We don't have time for that. Just give them a spank, throw them in a room, and be done with it. No, take a little time and talk. Right? Take a little time and explain. Take a little time. It says a little time. Have big impact on people's lives. You want to have a big impact on a person's life? Be nice to them. Do something nice. It's amazing how it affects people. I can't believe you would do that for me. Oh, it's nothing. Here. Just a little something. Big impact on people. Strengthens people in their faith. Could cause them to get saved. Could cause people to start living for God. Change their whole life. Because you did a little something. It's those little things, folks. We don't want to miss the little things. Because it's in the little things that God accomplishes great things and makes us rulers over big things. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand on our feet. Let's thank the Lord tonight.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.